快些。
Driving rain.
Good evening, music lovers! Well, hey, are you having a big old night? I know you are, because we heard the Del McCrae Band just play too. Wow! You gotta follow Del McCrae. All I can say is, glad I'm having a good hair day. I gotta say, who scheduled this? We're happy to be here at Rocky Grass, and this is the one time of year we kindly keep it a little more bluegrass than any other time. And it's our privilege to get to do that for you. So right now, we're going to dig back into this song. But actually, we've got a new CD coming out in October. And some of these tunes we're doing tonight, we did a few of them at the Telluride Festival a couple months ago. And, one month ago. How long was I out? But this one's an old country gentleman song we'd like to do for you. It's called You Left Me Alone. Thank you. Bela Fleck and I made up years ago. Actually, Bela should be here any minute if he answers the email I wrote him. We like to do this sometimes. We did a couple years ago here at Rocky Grass. This is called Why He Say. Let's all say it, shall we? Why He Say? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Why He Say? Why He Say? Why He Say? Thank you. you very much. Well, can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be at Rocky Grass. We get to play music for all you folks. We get to see so many of our pals that we don't, even though some of us live in the same town, we don't, and back in Nashville, Tennessee, we don't get to see each other that much. And so it is always a wonderful thing to get to be here. I'd love to just tell you right off the bat on the five-string banjo. When it comes to the five-string, he makes that sucker swing. This is Scott Pistol on the five. On the guitar, the harmony vocals, he'll sing a little lead for you a little bit later. Really good mandolin player, so you're really not going to hear that tonight for sure. But we love his guitar playing. Mr. Stephen Mogin. Back here on the drum. And tonight we mean it when we say drum. 8-time International Bluegrass Music Association Drummer of the Year. He appreciates every award he's ever gotten in bluegrass music. But you know what? We love to play with this man, Mr. Chris Brown, on the drum. On the upright bass tonight, the upright only. You know he can play the electric too, but we want to thank Alan Bartram from the Del McCurry Band for loaning us the Big Dog House, because he can play this doghouse now. And I know you know him, but I just got to tell you that we love getting to play with Mr. Byron House. The vocals. And he'll be singing a little lead himself just a little bit later. We got, I'm telling you, we got a new CD coming out in October, actually. Comes out on mine and Lynn's 25th. Wedding anniversary on October 20, and so this time it just felt like, because we can play bluegrass, that we did a little more of it on this record that's coming out. And when you think about bluegrass, I tell you who we invited who we think is the king of bluegrass music. We're going to ask him to come out and sing a couple of songs, a couple of the ones that are on the record, Mr. Del McCurry. I gotta tell y'all, it took me a long time to learn that his first name was actually Del. First, I had the privilege of seeing Del McCurry play in 1966 at the Roanoke Bluegrass Festival in Fenton Castle, Virginia. And the man who was the promoter of that show was a man named Carlton Haney, and the way he talked with his Nalkalana talk, he would say, "Ladies and gentlemen, Del McCurry." So for years, I thought his name was Delma, and last name Curry. He straightened me out about 2 years ago.
And by mistake, Sam still calls me Delma Curry.
Delma, you still got time to get dressed for the show.
I got to tell you, Sam, I got to tell you this. You know, the airlines lost one of my suitcases. I had some really nice sandals and a pair of shorts. Even though they didn't look good on me, I still was brave, and I had a Hawaiian shirt. So this is all I've got to wear for 3 days right here. I can't wear nothing else. Maybe a pair of really short shorts. That's all I got to change in.
You are a good-looking man. Now, I don't think we hadn't noticed.
Not that good-looking.
When I first started learning about Bill Monroe's music, there was this great guitar player that played with him, Del McCurry. And we are thrilled to get to sing a couple of songs. And got to say, the night that we recorded these two songs, one of the most fun times we've ever had in the studio. And Del, thanks for coming out and singing a couple with us tonight.
Thank you, man. Good to be out here with you, Sam.
Are you okay?
I'm sure. I never am sure. I lost my voice about 6 weeks ago, well, maybe 2 months, and I haven't found it yet.
I believe you found it on that last set, brother.
Oh, I don't know. Once in a while, I do it right.
Here's one actually that Bill Monroe, and I bet you used to sing this one with him too, Dale, but...
Can't remember, it's been too long ago.
I was going to say, the first time I heard it was by Bill Monroe, Peter Rowan was singing it with him, but he probably don't remember either. Sorry, Pete. Midnight on the Stormy Deep.
I can't no longer.
Very much for recording this one with us, and we love your music. Everybody in this audience loves your music, and so
I had the best time in the world recording these, a couple songs with Sam there in Nashville a couple months ago, and we both were learning good voice that night, but boy, we came out good, didn't we?
Well, one of us was in good voice that night. We did about a five-hour session, and Dale just got stronger and stronger, and it just amazes us, the strength of this fella. And I'm so happy for his success in the world of bluegrass music.
Thanks, Sam.
So it's our great pleasure doing a Bill Monroe song. Roll on, buddy. Roll on. to the bell. This record we've been talking about. Now, before Earl Scruggs played banjo with Bill Monroe, his first banjo player was a fellow that became known. His real name was Dave Aikman. Became known on the Grand Ole Opry as String Bean. This is a story of what happened to String Bean and his wife Estelle in 1973. Made up this song with my friend Verlin Thompson and Guy Clark. What the brown boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours, but things didn't go their way. It was just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his Opry pain. Must have been a terrible struggle. They say that nothing's sacred, and now I have seen it all. I read it in this morning's papers. They've auctioned all strings over all. Banjo number. Peter Scott Festival. Festival. Damn it. All that money for the hair and the teeth still don't work. Look out! He's got a banjo. So let's feature Mr. Scott on the tune that he wrote. This is called, he plays a stealth banjo. He makes them, he sells them, he'll sell you one. He might even sell you this one. He will. Scott Vestal, by stealth. Thank you. Scott Vestal on the fries, Trey, ladies and gentlemen. How many people been to the festival all 4 days? Me too. We're not even close to being done yet, but we gotta make sure we give a nice round of applause to Planet Bluegrass and all the people that work so hard. And what a great festival Rocky Grass is, and we're privileged 7 times in a row for us, so thank you all. Craig Ferguson and Steve Kamansky and all the folks at Planet Bluegrass. Let's feature Stephen Mogin on the lead vocal now. Don't give your heart to a rambler, little girl. Yeah, baby. Byron?
Sam?
Byron?
Sam?
Byron?
Sam?
I think we should just tear up the set list from here on out, don't you?
I think so.
This horse for 2 weeks. Here's a song. We're gonna do a couple more off this CD we've been talking about, and this one, great songwriter. We've done his songs over the years. You mentioned the song "Same Old River." He wrote that one, and Jeff Black is his name. This is such a cool tune. It's called "The Gold Heart Locket."
Clenched tight in the fist, in the pouring rain, and the only road
although I might die trying, my true love will remain. In a gold heart locket on a silver chain. Song that we do here is featuring Stephen and I on a duet vocal here, Out on the Ocean. Uncle of Bluegrass, Bill Monroe's brother, Charlie Monroe. I guess I'm the mother of Bluegrass.
How's that, Sam?
Well, every time Bill Monroe walked by me, he'd look at me, well, there goes the mother. So I guess that's me. Thank you. For a couple more, because really we've already played our allotted time. Well, Craig don't care what mama don't allow, we're going to keep on playing anyhow. Just a couple more. I tell you what we'd like to do is a couple old Newgrass Revival tunes. And both of them happen to be written by our old buddy John Hartford. guess I make my living with a hillbilly fiddle. Just a plain little rhyme with a funny little thing. Well, I got me down from playing on the fiddle. And the harder that a fiddle, the harder that she comes along. But I got to get happy when I wake up in the middle. That's when I know I want to come home. If it'll play out and long, I hear you screaming at me way far away. Sing one, Byron, and he's going to. All right, here's another tune the old Newgrass boys used to do, Byron. Is feeling good. Anything you want to say to the nice folks at Rocky Grass, Bob?
Howdy, friends and neighbors. We're so happy to be here. Uh-oh. Oh, if I was doing any better, I'd have to be twins. How about y'all? I still can't hear you.
That's better.
Oh, the rock and roll, with the rhyme and roll, with the steamboat and wheeling on the big white bin, just skipping in the Mississippi blue.
I want to thank a couple of our good buddies that worked so hard for us. Running the sound from the out front is front of house sound. And we're thrilled that we get to work with Mr. Darren Shoemaker. Thank you, Darren. And you don't ever see him. He's behind the scenes, but he's our road manager. I'm sorry, he's been upgraded. He is our tour manager now. He really doesn't make more money, but he's got a new title. Tour manager, and does the monitor sound for us on stage, and he does such a wonderful job. From Louisville, Kentucky, Rob Stokes. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks to all the folks that work here so hard at Rocky Grass, Skip Kent, and all your crew, all your boys, we appreciate you. And I say it to tell you right too, but it goes the same here. If you think this is easy to put on a well-organized festival, well, just think about it, because it takes a lot of planning, and Planet Bluegrass treats you right, and we appreciate it very much. All the folks, Planet Bluegrass. Give them a nice big round of applause. Here's one more for you. We had a request for this one, but we're going to play anyway. Country Gentleman Joke, number 12. But we thank you folks very much for listening, and we very much appreciate getting to be part of what we consider a true bluegrass festival, and thank you, Planet Bluegrass, for having us. There's a Jeff Black song. On a painted pony so fast, no one could ever catch me or get caught up in my past. I'd ride and cross many rivers, use many moons to tell the times. Then I'd tell all the young warriors, many moons ago this was mine. Thank you. Wish that I could be a pirate, and I'd sail the ocean blue, way before the mega liners started sailing day two. And I'd bury most of my treasure, so I would leave a big hole. And the only real sense of pleasure that I'd get is sail free in my soul. Same old river, same old sea, same old one is virgin over me. Same old moon, same old sun, same old race that we've always found. Same old race that we've always found.
Yeah.
wish that I could be an outlaw, running from the laws of times, vigilante against the seasons. But I can't help but rewind. I'd always keep my revolver steady and fast at my side, and I'd rob a train bound for Warren. On the banjo, Stephen Mogin on the flat top, Chris Brown and his drum of renown, and Mr. Byron House playing the bass. Thank you. Sam Bush. Much happy Rock and Grass to you. Gee, I wish we had time for another one. Just kidding! We got some pickers. Mind if we jam on a couple? We got most of the Del McCurry band. Rob McCurry. Mark Schatz gonna do some picking for us on the banjo. Come on, Del, play a little with us here. Sandy Monroe from Aspen. Andy Leftwich. Daryl Anger. I'm sorry. As David Griffin say, Daryl Anger. Mike Marshall. Ronnie McCurry. He's no good. Del McCurry plugged in. He will never go back after this. What do you want to sing, Mike? Hey, Jeff Austin's back there from the Yonder Mountain Boys. Ah, he's a good-looking Cubs fan, that guy. Holy cow, he's had a couple of Budweisers, but I think he can cut it. Rob Ikes has brought his dobro. Thank you, Mr. Rob. I don't ever want you to unplug after this, Bill. I don't know. I'm feeling like, well, I was about to say I'm feeling like Bill Monroe, but no, I'm actually feeling...
Wiseman. Woo!
There's a punchline there, Dale, and I ain't going.
Well, Mac and Bill, they record this one.
You've been gone, sweetheart of mine. Can't you hear me call? Call me in time, I'll love you then. I'm just cheating you, Lord, and sorry. Come back to me as my request. Rob Ikes. Something to say about it.
always treated you more than I'm sorry. Come back to me as my friend.
Jeff Austin, how do you feel?